This is the Ash London Live Podcast. Ash London's live feed.
Lizzo has taken to Instagram to defend herself against a slew of unfair and cruel comments made towards her following the release of her new single, Rumours. Lizzo rightfully called the comments fatphobic and misogynistic. You get them, girl.
People say shit about me that just doesn't even make sense. It's fatphobic and it's racist and it's hurtful. If you don't like my music, cool. If you don't like Rumours, the song, cool. But a lot of people don't like me because of the way I look.
That is disgraceful. People are the worst. Many people in the world are the best, but many people on the internet are the worst. And if you find yourself in a situation where you feel like you can be mean to someone that you don't even know, especially about their appearance or their race, then you're a big old loser, and check yourself. You've already wrecked yourself. Moving on. Britney Spears has spoken out about why she wanted to post a series of topless photos for Instagram recently. I'm all for this. She explained, I honestly feel like the weight of the world has been on my shoulders and it's made me view myself that way. I want to see myself in a lighter way, naked, like the way I was born. And here's the thing. Every other artist in the world, if they put on photos of themselves on Instagram with no top on or covering up their nips, we'd be like, yeah, whatever, another day. But because it's her and because she's under such scrutiny, people attach this idea that she's unwell. It's insane. This poor thing. She really is kind of stuck in this cage.
Yeah.
And I'm loving watching her break free. Good on you, Britney. Next up, speaking of breaking free, Jessie Nelson from Little Mix has teased her first ever solo music. We know that it's called Boys with a Z on the end, and it is rumoured to be featuring Nicki Minaj. I cannot wait to hear that if it is true. And finally, Lady Gaga has become the first female artist in Spotify history to have at least one song, reach 600 million streams from three different decades. Holy crap. Bad Romance in the 2000s, Shallow in the 2010s, and Rain on Me in the 2020s. That's insane. I guess, I was thinking, that means she's been around for 20 years, but really, Bad Romance was like late 2000s, and Rain on Me is early 2000s. That makes sense anyway. Just doing the maths in my head.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.